For the message entity is what this is all about. The disguise is a woman. A woman, because there is still prejudice in the world, that the greatest group that is prejudiced against is not any ethnic group. Indeed, it is not any religious group or country. It is women. For women are still owned, bought, purchased, enslaved. And they have found a way, indeed, to redeem themselves in life by being all things to all people, liars, even to their beds. That women today, in the religions that war this day, have no say in God's ear, for they are unworthy of God because they are unclean. Now, not one religion that celebrates the outstanding greatness of a female child, not your daughter, not your mother, not your aunt, not your sister-in, not your lover, not your wife. And to what a part of them is attractive to you? The submissive or the profound? And if they are submissive, all is well, for all religions will celebrate that you are the men who are the head of your family. And let all women be covered who come unto God. Do you celebrate that submissive act? But why should God be so afraid of women? This day, in the great motherland of the Hindus, never go there for solace. For that is where I ended my march. For this day, they openly throw kerosene on their wives whose dowry has run out and set them ablaze. So they are free to marry again for the next level of money. And no one's persecuted. So, here is my point. Suppressed women create angry sons. Suppressed women never know how to love because they have never been themselves. Never. So, this concept of a message cannot appeal just to the cynical man who loves to laugh, I will bring you down. Does not just appeal to that, but to the whole world, to all peoples. Well, why is it that God, in a divine message and an extraordinary effort, bring to an audience a message to which the divine, God is both man and woman, and yet neither. For the on the other side of this humanness, there is no sexuality. There only is you. Why can it not be? For the inequality of the world is run badly by men, and worse by the religions who anoint them to run the world in their name, to defend their God. They have done a very bad job of the world. And so, this body, that now, as my channel would say to you, you will never convince people whose job it is never to be convinced. And moreover to that, you will never convince an entity who's maintaining that the message threatens. For they will rebuke you to keep the status quo. That is true. So why the body? Science, science. openly investigated the channel and found it the truth. Remarkable. There's no fraud here. There was only in you. So, this message comes in the body of a woman, and yet clearly doesn't sound like a woman, and indeed doesn't act like a woman, but it wears fabulous makeup. So the message then is to a woman whose body, to a man to whom you hear, and everyone in between. For every homosexual, sexual who's or homos, sexuals who love their kind, those who lie with the same sex, however you call that, I am everyone's message. Every man who lives in the body of a woman can look at me and go, I have found my teacher. And every woman who lives inside of a man for protection, has found the teacher. And for all transvestites who really keep their own sexuality but just love makeup, I'm your teacher too. Should be that. So now the message wears the proper clothing. And we didn't ride an ass to get here today, nor did I walk on palms. No, I am not that entity. I am my entity. We rode in a machine that has many horses under the hood, that many cavalries would have loved to have had such a machine.